on the...
Yes.
No, he has a site on the...
Yes. Ah, okay. Okay. Rav Shiki Banti, you see what I'm saying? There is a common child that comes up every Shavuos morning for those who stay up all night. So I thought we'd try to speak a little bit about it tonight. And it touches really on a topic which is Mazmat Matar Seinu Shaila. That's, of course, the issue of Birchas HaTorah. One would think that on the day of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the other of Shavuos, he would be able to be out there in the midst of Birchas HaTorah, calling to all days, which means no shayla, no spekas whatsoever. Turns out the way we fulfill Birchas HaTorah in Shavuos morning is probably the shvachest way of the entire year, because we're stuck, we have all kind of spekas, all kind of shaylas in terms of when we're mechiv and not mechiv, what time we're mechiv, etc. So we'll try to get a little bit of a background in terms of Birchas HaTorah in general, and then to see, try at least a little bit lemaisa how it plays out in Shavuos morning. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos that there is a mitzvah to recite Birchas HaTorah before one begins to learn. The Gemara derives from Psukim in Parshas Hazinu, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugodol Elokeinu, before Moshe Rabbeinu says the Dvar Hashem, so he's praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here the Gemara says, you can't be up in Mevarach HaTorah before you begin to learn Torah. So there is a Machlekes HaRishonim, whether this is a Din Min HaTorah, whether this is a Din Mid Rabbanan. The Rambam assumes this is only Mid Rabbanan. The Rambam writes that the only Bracha Deraisa that we have is Birchas HaMazon. So every single bracha in the world is a Derabban according to the Rambam, including Birchas HaTorah. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban considers this to be a real bona fide mitzvah deraisa. So it's a shaila whether how we take this Gemara deraisa or derabban, but everyone agrees we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to recite Birchas HaTorah before we learn Torah. There is a major question in the Rishonim, just how Birchas HaTorah fits in terms of the greatest scheme of things, in terms of other brachas. So we know that there are many brachas that are subject to the halachas of Hefsek, the Birchas HaNehnin. First, he recites a bracha and eats an apple, and then 3 hours later, he wants to take another apple, so he has to recite another bracha. For other kinds of brachas, and then, and if you have a significant break in between, so then one would be required to recite a new bracha. We'll say about brachas and mitzvah, we'll see how that concept. Let's say a person recites a bracha when he puts on a pair of tzitzis, and then he takes off the tzitzis for a long, 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 long time, then puts them back on again, he has to recite another bracha. This machlekes in the Rishon, machlekes in the Mechaber and the Ramah, just how long has to elapse before having to recite another bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch holds even for a second. If you take off your tzitzis, put it back on again, you have to recite another bracha. And the Ramah says no. The Ramah says that as long as you had them on had them off just for a short amount of time, and you were planning on putting them back on again, that's not considered to be a hefsek. How much is a long time? How much is a short time? That's already a shaila. I was joking last summer that when I came to Etz Yisrael the first day, so people started asking shailas. So the first kid asked me, Hilchos Tzitzis Shaila, what are you doing? Take off your tzitzis to play ball, this, that, when you put them back on again? Okay, fine. Sure. That was one shaila. Then 5 minutes later, another guy showed me his prayer tzitzis ripped or something. The first 10 shailas I had last summer, well, Hilchos Tzitzis Shaila. So I was scratching my head. I was trying to figure out my time. So I hear I'm a Rav Shul. I said, if I count up on the fingers of one hand, how many Hilchos Tzitzis Shailas do I get? Only Hilchos Nida, Shabbos, Bas Becholov, Yichud. Those are the shailas that come. Hilchos Tzitzis don't come. Then I realized, that is a different age clientele. They said, when you're dealing with guys in their 30s already, so they know how to put on tzitzis. We hope. They've been doing it for the last 30 years. So some of them figured out already when to make the bracha and not know the shalas that bother them. Well, when the babysitter scrapes up the kitchen or something. Those are the shalas. These kids, they're 15 years old. What? No one's scraping up the kitchen. They don't have any other issues going on in their lives. The only thing that they're concerned about is the tzitzis. Then when they get a little bit more advanced, they start asking Bichus Fulham Shalas. They start to realize that all the things they thought were there about mitzvah isn't true either. So, but it's a different stuff. So I had to stop brushing up the chassidus last year. So I gave a series of shiurim in the chassidus last summer. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So when it comes to chassidus, and chassidus, and chassidus, and chassidus, and so you have a break for a while, that's going to invalidate the bracha, and you have to start all over again. So where does Bichus HaTorah fit in? Is Bichus HaTorah like those types of brachas, that if a person has a significant break in his learning, so he has to recite another bracha? Or maybe we should say Bichus HaTorah is similar to another kind of set of brachas, like Bichus HaShachar. The person recites a bracha in the morning, Shenos Masech Vil HaFein Yom Ein Laila. So as Machlokes the Rambam and others, whether you have to recite that bracha only if you actually hear the rooster, or even if you didn't hear the rooster, but somebody heard the rooster, even if it's not you, that's also okay. So the Rambam writes that what he heard, that there's a practice in some communities that he can't believe exists, that there are some communities that there's a chazan who actually gets up, stands up in the front, and he rattles off all the brachas shachar one after another. So the Rambam says, that's 15 brachas of atzalos to start off every morning. The next time they're mechavdi, they say brachas, that's the 15 brachas of atzalos, the Rambam says. The guy didn't hear the rooster, the guy's not putting on his belt, the guy's not putting on his hat, he's not putting on his shoes. All the brachas correspond to those events that you have to do. So if you don't do those events right now, then you don't recite the bracha. So the Minhag Yisrael is like the other Rishonim. We'll say that you make the bracha on the darker Shalaylam. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a rooster crow, so that's a good enough. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us clothes to wear, so whether you personally are getting dressed or not, you can still recite Malbushar Ruman. So those brachas, the brachas of Shachar, those are brachas that you recite once a day. It means you don't recite them constantly. Let's say you hear a rooster crow now, and then you hear then a break, and then another rooster crows an hour later. You'll make another bracha. Or let's say brachas Yotzei Ma'oros. So you say the bracha one time in the morning, Yotzei Ma'oros. If it gets cloudy, then the sun comes out an hour later, you don't make another bracha. There are certain brachas that are linked to the day. It means you make the bracha once a day, once a week, once a year, whatever it is. So the concept of a hefsek and that's chadas in these brachas doesn't really make any sense. So where does brachas haTorah fit into things? Is brachas haTorah similar to brachas haNenin and brachas haMitzvot? And if there's a significant break, we don't know yet what significant means, but if there's a significant break, so you have to recite a new bracha. Or does brachas haTorah similar to brachas haShachar, the other brachas printed in the Siddur? Once a day, every day, nothing to do with hefsek, no hefsek. So this was the big machlekes of Rishonim. So it tells us in the beginning of Masechet Brachos, those of the opinion, that if a person really has a bona fide hefsek in the middle of Birchas HaTorah, he would be required to recite another bracha. What constitutes a hefsek? So it tells us to start to chisel away at what constitutes a hefsek. So we know, let's say when it comes to the bracha on, it's why we take a bracha on a sukkah. So a person makes a leishah b'sukkah when he eats breakfast, and then he leaves the sukkah, and he comes back 8 hours later, so he has to recite another leishah b'sukkah. But I always say that a good sign, whether I'm having a good chalamoyed or not, in terms of learning, is how many leisha basukas I make. If I make very few leisha basukas, that's a good sign. That means I've been in the sukkah a lot. If I make 100 leisha basukas every day, that means every 5 minutes my kids will pull me out somewhere else. So that may be good for them, but I don't know how productive it was for me. So when it comes to the bracha leisha basukas, aniach tefillin, amitza tzitzit, lasit ad tzitzit, whatever, all these brachos, so if you have a big break, you've got to start over again. So Tyson says, what would be the din about Birchas HaTorah? A guy recites Birchas HaTorah, and then he has a break. He goes to work. He learns davens in the morning. Then he has Daf Yomishir, goes to work. And 3 hours later, he opens up a sefer at lunch. And 5 hours later, on the way home from work, he puts on a tape and he listens in the car to a shir. So does he have to recite a new bracha each time? So Tyson writes, based on the regular rules of Hilchos Hefsek Brachos, you should have been required to recite a new bracha. So Tyson says, nah, that's not considered to be a Hefsek. That somehow Birchas HaTorah is not subject to the regular rules of Hefsek for a technical reason. So some Rishonim present it one way, other Rishonim present it another way. Some Rishonim say that a person is never Mesiach Das from learning. Mesiach Das from Sukkah, that makes sense. It means I'm not in my Sukkah, I'm in the amusement park, so I'm not planning on sitting in the Sukkah, so that's called the Hesach Das. If I took my tittus off, I'm playing ball for 5 hours, so that's Hesach Das. Learning, what Jew is Mesiach Das from learning? How you talking? It's always healthy in learning. Now, 5 minutes from now, whenever he's going to chop around 5 minutes to learn. He'll learn in between clients. He'll learn during his coffee break. He'll always be hoping and learning. So that's never considered to be a real Hezkadas. Other Rishonim say that even if he's not actively involved in learning, the fact that he's living a halachic lifestyle, so he's mainly involved in learning. The guy in the office, so he's going to be thinking about learning all the time. Shalos are going to come up, whether he knows it or not. He's going to be in the middle of thinking about, did he eat a shear of cookies to make an alamichis? He's got a chazer over halach and kazayis in his head. Then he goes to the bathroom, so he has to think about to make an asher yotzer. So then he's trying to think, wait, is today Rosh Chodesh, not Rosh Chodesh? Let's say Yalviyavu and Benji. He's got a lot of shalos that are going through his mind. So he may not actively be holding a sefer, he may not be listening to a shear, but he's always involved in some form of, some degree of limud haTorah, so that's not considered to be a hefsek hadas. So Tosfos and other Rishonim chisel away at the issue of hefsek. It means basically Birchas HaTorah is the same as other mitzvahs. There's no fundamental difference between Birchas HaTorah and other mitzvahs. It's just that because of the nature of Talmud Torah, that it's an ongoing type of an endeavor, therefore it's not going to be bound by the regular rules of Hilchos Hefsek in terms of on the clock. So this is that one group of Rishon. This is what the Balei HaTosfos and others say. So Rabbeinu Tam says that we got the whole thing wrong, that Birchas HaTorah is not subject to the regular rules of Hefsek, because Birchas HaTorah is closer to the model of Birchas HaShachar, that the halacha requires you, that the Raisa, the Rabbanu, whatever you hold about Birchas HaTorah, you have to recite Birchas HaTorah once a day, every day. Hefsek is irrelevant. It doesn't matter how long you have a Hefsek in the middle. It's irrelevant. That once a day, every day, warrants a new Birchas HaTorah. So my nafkamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishon, at the end of the day, no pun intended, you're not going to make a new Birchas HaTorah. If a guy goes to work, comes back 8 hours later, he doesn't recite a new Birchas HaTorah. So what could possibly be the nafkamina? Rabbeinu Tam says there's no Birchas HaTorah, and the other Rishon say there's no Birchas HaTorah. So who cares how you formulate it? So what would the din be if you have a real bona fide hefsek during the daytime? What if we can create a real hefsek, something that would even meet the criteria of the Balei HaTosfos to be a hefsek? So let's say the guy goes to sleep. the guy goes to sleep. So all those svaras that Tosfos said are hard to accept. If the guy's, I mean, unless he's very, like the Grois, he's laying in bed and he's, you know, thinking through a Chiddush HaTorah in his sleep. Okay, some people are zoicha to that, but most people are not. So it's hard to say when the guy goes to sleep, he takes a Zah Sheinas Keva. He goes to sleep, he takes a Shabbos afternoon nap. So we used to call in camp, we used to call it the Fleshik Milchik nap. You go to sleep Fleshik, wake up Milchik, and you're not a Yeke. So that's a nap. The guy goes to sleep for a 6 hour sleep. So it's hard to say that's not a Hetzchadas. So according to the other Rishonim, you're L'chor, that's enough of a hefsek. So in Ochanami, you should have to make a new Birchat HaTorah when you wake up in the morning, and when you wake up in the afternoon. Masha'ein, can according to Benitam, you can sleep for 12 hours, it doesn't matter. If it's not a new day, you made Birchat HaTorah ready for today, but it's not, there's no requirement to make a new Birchat HaTorah. So how do we pass it under Shaila? So the Minhag Olam is not to recite a new Birchat HaTorah. Even though the Mishnah Berurah writes that one really wants to, HaMavarach Lo Hifsid, because many Rishonim hold you would be required to, but the Velt is not enough to recite a new Birchat HaTorah, even when you take a significant nap in the daytime. Now, L'chora, the Shaila that's relevant for us is the flip side Shaila. The flip of the Machlekes and Rishonim, if you take a nap in the daytime, is what if the night passes over and you didn't go to sleep? So in the first case, we were talking about the same day, but there was the Hefsek. Here, there was no Hefsek. The guy was staggering away, he was learning strong from 12 to 5 in the morning, no Hefsek, no nothing, he didn't fall asleep, he didn't have any cheesecake, nothing, he was not just going strong, no Hefsek, and now it's the next day. The next day for these purposes doesn't depend on the night in terms of the Erev Evoker, it's almost the next morning. So he's about to say Birch HaShachar, so should he say Birch HaTorah also? So according to Ben Etam, yes, according to Ben Etam, he's Mechuyev in a new Birch HaTorah. Either there was no Hefsek, there was no break, there was no, that doesn't matter according to Ben Etam. The same way you make a new Asher Nosson Sech Levin, you have to make a new Birch HaTorah as well. So how should we be knowing in the Shaila? So here the poskim write, the shtickle sveik the dina. It's hard for us to say. We don't know. It's hard to be machriya the Shaila, whether you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah or not. So we treat it as a suffix Birchas HaTorah. So that's the problem that we have. That's punk, a Shavuos morning. It's Mamat Taraseinu. We're ready to roll, ready to start davening, and we're not sure. Should we say a Birchas HaTorah, should we not? According to Ben Etam, we have to say a new Birchas HaTorah. According to the other Rishonim, we say Birchas HaTorah is not Birchas HaShachar oriented. It's Hefsek oriented. If the guy didn't have a Hefsek, then he would be mechuyev. Then he would not be mechuyev to recite a new Birchas HaTorah. So what do you do? So it's a suffix. So what do you do when you have a suffix Birchas HaTorah? I don't know what to do. Suffix Birchas HaTorah? The suffix Birchas HaTorah go l'chumra, or the suffix Birchas HaTorah go l'kula? So l'chora, this is a throwback to how we started off this year. We said that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Birchas HaTorah is deraisa or not. So if Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, then we got problems. Then you have to make a bracha. The same way the halacha is, if a guy doesn't remember whether he benched. So if he ate kedei sviya, he ate a full meal, that he's not mishpachuyev to bench min Torah, so he's got to bench misofik, sofik deraisa l'chumra. If he's mesupak, whether he made other brachas or something, then sofik brachas l'hafkel, his brachas are on a midrabanah. So now we have a machlokes. What do you do in a sofik brachas l'Torah? According to the Rambam, sofik brachas l'Torah is l'kula. According to the Ramban, sofik brachas l'Torah would be l'chumra. So what do you do? Gevalt, how do you get around this problem? So we have a sofik whether mechuyev brachas l'Torah, and we have a sofik, what do you do when you have a sofik brachas l'Torah? You got a lot of sveikas, so what are you supposed to do about this on Shavuos morning? So one simple option is to get somebody else to recite Birchas HaTorah for you. So you have to find somebody who slept, someone who was mamash b'chur in Birchas HaTorah l'chol ha'dayis, so he had a hefsek, and for him it's a new day, but he could recite a new Birchas HaTorah, and he'll say Birchas HaTorah and be most to you. That's wonderful. Assume you could find such a person. What are the qualifications of such a person? So it has to be somebody who's obligated in mitzvah, someone who's obligated in Birchas HaTorah. If you have somebody who's not obligated to Birchas HaTorah, then they can't be motzi in Birchas HaTorah. So it goes without saying, the person has to be over the, I shouldn't say without saying, but we're going to say it, the person has to be over the age of bar mitzvah. If he's under the age of bar mitzvah, it's a katan, so katan is part of the mitzvahs. So the katan wouldn't be able to be motzi you in Birchas HaTorah, so he has to be over the age of bar mitzvah. How much over the age of bar mitzvah does he have to be? So this is an old throwback, we spoke about this many times in the past. The Gemara says that Legabi Dinim Deraisa, at least where we passed in Legabi Dinim Deraisa, we don't rely on the fact that a boy is by mitzvah just because he thinks he's past the age of 13. He has to have Beis Sa'aros, he has to physically develop, that he's developed two pubic hairs, and we have to know about it. We're not going to go check to see whether he's a Godel or not, but for Dinim Derabanan, we assume in Shulchan Aruch you're allowed to be Meitel. You can assume that he most probably is a Godel, there's a robe that he's a Godel, but for Dinim Deraisa, we wouldn't rely on it. So let's say if it's Kia Shofar, for riding tefillin, things like that, we wouldn't rely on somebody who just, the koshi turned 13. So now you have a strange shaila. The one kid you're able to get to say Birchas HaTorah for us is someone who bekoshi turned by mitzvah. Last month he turned by mitzvah, and he's the guy who fell asleep during the shiurim, no not. He's the guy who slept the shenis keva. He's the one who's supposed to say the Birchas HaTorah for us. So is that good enough? So So it's back to the old story. So Ibrich the Torah is the Rabbanan. So then you're okay. Then you can rely on the robe that is the bar mitzvah. The same we rely on for aliyahs, for davening and minyan, being the chazan, etc. But imtum tzalom ibrich the Torah is the araisa. So you want to rely on him for the Ramban's mitzvah, the araisa. So you're up the creek again. You can't rely on him because he may not be necessarily bar mitzvah. So we had the Shiloh once, and the Y Base Medish goes back quite a few years ago, I think it was a Bacha then, where came Shibbos morning, we couldn't find anyone to say Birch Torah. So the only guy who was developed to say Birch Torah was a kid who was just bar mitzvah 2 months before. So the Shiloh was, could he be the one to say Birch Torah? So I don't know if the Gaboy, I don't know what was going on exactly, who was deciding the policy exactly, who was calling the shots at 4:15 in the morning. But this kid gets up, 13 months plus 15 years, a couple of months, he gets up and he says Birch Torah. So I remember a few of us were like mafakpik in the background, so we had a breakaway Birch Torah. So I remember thinking, it was the first time, it must have been with me and that chabur of fellas. So we walked over to the side room and we got, I don't know what we did, I forgot what we did, we got found somebody else to make a new Birch Torah. We passed the first Birch Torah. The first one was a Shalvadir Raisa. You went yelling with this kid's Birch Torah. Anyway, so whatever it was. So what? You should try to get somebody who's obligated in Birch Torah. What if the only person you can get to recite Birch Torah is a woman? Would that be acceptable? Could a woman be motzi somebody in Birch Torah? So I don't think we should make a public statement about this. But on a more private, more Hamish setting, what would the halacha be? Let's say Leah see a guy has a suffering in Birch Torah. So can a woman be motzi in Birch Torah now? So this is a big, big machlekes apokim, which is a fundamental question: is a woman obligated in Birch Torah now? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Mem Zayin Rechaim has a cryptic statement where the Shulchan Aruch says that women recite Birchas Torah. So why is it a cryptic statement? Because if you look at the Beis Yosef, which is the source of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef raises the question, why should they recite Birchas Torah? Women are Peturah from Talmud Torah. So if a woman is Peturah from Talmud Torah, so then presumably she should be Peturah from Birchas Torah as well. So the Beis Yosef quotes a whole series of Rishonim who say, no, that's not true, that women are obligated to certain dimensions of Talmud Torah. They're not chayavos in the exact same way that men are chayavos. There are differences in the level of chayuvim, but women have an obligation to some degree of Talmud Torah. L'moshel, they quote from the Rishonim, the Ramah quotes this in Yeradenu of the Talmud Torah, that women have to learn all the dinim that are relevant for them. So they have to learn all of the Shabbos and Kashrus and Brachos and Taras HaMishpacha. It takes a lifetime of learning. So women are obligated for sure in those part of Talmud Torah. When we say that women are pturas from Talmud Torah, the Ramah writes, that means from the theoretical part of Talmud Torah, the woman doesn't have a mitzvah chiyuvis to be elsekes in say their taras or something, to be elsekes in those areas of halacha which are bichlal not relevant lemaisa for her. But in those areas where she is chayavis, so then she's chayavis in Talmud Torah. So memelo, the corollary is she's chayavis in Birchas Torah as well. So according to those Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes, that women are chayavis in Birchas Torah, so then a woman could be motzi a man because she's basically chayavis. It's a quantitative difference. The man has to learn a little bit more, the woman learns a little bit less, but fundamentally they're both chayavos and Talmud Torah. So the male, the woman can be a motzi the man. So the Bir Hagra, and that statement of the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, what do you mean women are chayavos and Talmud Torah? It's not true. He says, if they want to volunteer Birchas Torah, they can volunteer the same way that a woman can volunteer to recite a bracha on sitting in the sukkah, on shaking a lulav. Machlekes the Ram and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramah Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, the Minhag Ashkenazi communities has always been like Rabbeinu Tam, to permit women to recite brachas and mitzvahs that they're peturos from. So the Gra says when a woman recites Birch Torah, it's peturos eina mitzvah v'yaisa. She's not chayavas in Birch Torah. It's she's peturah, but she can volunteer if she wants to. So the Machlekes Apostim, when a woman says Birch Torah, the Maisa women say Birch Torah. So we should encourage women to say Birch Torah every day. But are they chayavas in Birch Torah? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say yes, and the Gra says no. So my nafkamina, big nafkamina, can she be motzi a man? So if she's chayavis in Birchas Torah, she can be motzi a man. If she's ptura, she's just volunteering, so then she, let's say, a woman can't be motzi a man in the bracha and sukkah, a woman can't be motzi a man in the bracha and shofar, in the bracha and lulu, she's ptura for those mitzvahs. She can volunteer to say the bracha for herself, but not to be motzi somebody else, not to be motzi a man. So let's say the only person you can get to say Birchas Torah if you're a woman, so then you're back to a sofik, because she may or may not be chayavis in this mitzvah. So one time I had to rely on this. One time, goes back, right? We had just gotten married and we were flying, some were flying to Eretz Yisrael, and my wife had slept long enough on the plane, and I didn't sleep so well on the plane. So I wasn't sure whether I was really chayav in Birchas Torah. So now we were both up, we started to start davening. So I turned around to my wife, we're only married for a couple of months. I said, okay, I have an interesting request. If you could you say Birchas Torah, you'd be motzi in Birchas Torah. So she looked at me like I was, you know, married some from Beis Yaakov girl from LA, and here, you know, I won't say where it's from. And Shoyin, she couldn't fathom really the idea. I said, no, don't worry, it's not so controversial. I said to her, it's machlokes and mechav in the gro. I said, it's not the kfira. I said, it's 2 days in the Bria Loch, it's in Mem Zayin. I said, just relax. Just say the bracha. Anyway, fine. So she said the bracha for me. So. Right, so you have a few snakes developing over here. We're not sure I'm even mechuyev in the first place. And even if I'm mechuyev, maybe the woman can be mochuyev. Right. So you have a few tzadim lochel. So each one of these eitzes that we have, either not to say the birchut they're all together, to say shvach ha'maisa, or to have a cut and be most in me is not so great. To have a woman be most in me is not so great. So they have these kinds of situations where I don't have anybody really klar to be most in me in birchut ha'torah. What do I do? Is there any better eitzah? So mechuyev, the better eitzah is what the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos in the first parak, that if a person recites Ava Rabba, if a person says the bracha of Kriyashma, so that bracha of Kriyashma can double as bracha Torah. Because if you think about it, that's what the bracha talks about. Lahovin lahaskil shmo lumur lamadim. Can't be more bracha Torah than that. So that bracha of Ava Rabba can double as the bracha of bracha Torah. So lachara, when everything else fails, you should fall back on that. That's what the Tolkien write. You should have in mind when you're saying Ava Rabba, you're being yotzei the bracha of bracha Torah as well. There are a few caches with that, though. If you want to rely on the brach of Avaraba, so there are a couple of things that you have to just bear in mind. So the Yushalmi has a comment, the Tosfos quotes from the first Berach of Brachas, that if a person is using Avaraba as Birch the Torah, you have to make sure to learn right after you finish saying Avaraba, because otherwise it's not going to count as Birch the Torah. So Tosfos has the Shaila, why is it that you have to learn right after you say Avaraba? Which is the Izab Shah. That every time you say Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn right away. Oh, it's like any other mitzvah. You can't make a bracha and then not do the mitzvah. So when the Yerushalmi is just giving the example of Avaraba, but either way, if you say Avaraba, or if you say Asher B'charbanu, you have to learn right away. Or maybe the Yerushalmi means something else. Maybe the Yerushalmi means, if you say real Birchas HaTorah, Asher B'charbanu, you don't really have to learn right away. It's understood that that's the Birchas HaTorah. The Avaraba is not really a Birchas HaTorah. Avaraba is really fundamentally a Birchas Kriyashma. You're stealing Avaraba to try to make it into, transform it into a dual purpose of a Birchas HaTorah. So the only thing you have to do, there's a condition, you have to be able to learn right afterwards. Otherwise, that wouldn't constitute a Birchas HaTorah. That's a Shaila. That's Machlokes Rishonim. We're Machmer for that Shaila. That's why when we say Birchas HaTorah every morning, we say the Brachas of Birchas Kohanim in the Mishnah of Eilul Devarim, just to be Yotze, that opinion in Tosfos, that you have to learn right after every Birchas HaTorah. But here you have a guy who's not going to say the bracha in the morning because he has sveikas and shailas. So he comes to Avaraba, so Hindi Mukram Zum, and he has in mind to be Yotze with Avaraba, he's going to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah, and now he has to learn right away. So comes to Beis Yosef and to Mem Zayin and says, what do you need to learn right away? He has to say Kriyashma right away. What was he learning? He's taking out that, learning a Daf Yomi at that point, he has to say Kriyashma right away. Isn't Kriyashma by definition learning? So what is Yerushalmi drawing us a cup and saying, make sure to learn right away, because if you don't learn right away, it's talking about you're not going to be Yotzei, you're mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. What do you mean you're not going to be Yotzei? You said Birchas HaTorah, and then you, by definition, by default, you learn right away by saying Kriyashma. So what's Pshat in Yerushalmi? So the Rishonim quote two possibilities. Beis Yosef quotes two possibilities that either Hochel Ma'eskinon, somehow the guy wasn't saying Kriyashma. For some reason, the guy said Kriyashma beforehand, he's not saying Kriyashma now. But in Achinam, if he says Kriyashma, Kriyashma doubles as Talmud Torah. But the other day in the Beis Yosef is, no, Kriyashma cannot count as Talmud Torah. Kriyashma is Kriyashma, Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah. So when you have to learn Torah after you say Birchas HaTorah. So where's the learning of Torah? Not the Kriyashma. So when is it? Well, you have to say Kriyashma, then you have to say Gol, you still have to say Shmoneh Esrei. When you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you have to start to learn. So you have to whip out your Daf Yomi before Chazaras HaShatz. So right after Chazaras HaShatz, whenever you get a free minute to learn, after davening's over, that's when you have to learn. That's the definition of what the Yerushalmi is talking about. That's what the Yerushalmi means when it says you have to learn right away. So according to one day in the Beis Yosef, the Kriyashma itself counts as the learning. According to the other day in the Beis Yosef, Kriyashma doesn't count. It has to be a formal Limud HaTorah. So now this guy wants to say Birchas HaTorah through Avaraba. He wants that to count as Birchas HaTorah. He's already got a very complicated story over here. He's got to remember that, to have in mind when he says Avaraba. And he's got to remember after Shemoneh Esrei, after Chazaras HaShatz, at some point, to say a Pasuk or something, to say a little bit of a different Torah, in order to be Yotzei, this Yerushalmi's version of Birchas HaTorah. So it's a good idea. It's a great method to be Yotzei Birchas HaTorah this way. On Shavuos morning, when you're stuck, you can't make it any other way. If you have no one to be Motzei you. But you just have to remember the proper protocol, 2 points. To remember to have in mind when you say Avaraba, and to remember to learn a little bit when it's all over. There is a little bit of a downside of being Yotzei Birchas HaTorah with Avaraba, that you get yourself into a little bit of a pickle in terms of Sukkah de Zimra. So So here the person is starting to daven, and he's saying Pesukah Dezimra. So he's saying Hod Lashem Yitav. He's saying Kiryu Vishal. He's saying Ashrei. He's saying Az Yashrei. He's saying all the Pesukim of Pesukah Dezimra. Isn't that a problem of learning before Birchas HaTorah? What right does he have to daven? Half the davening is Pesukim from Tanakh. So what right does he have to say these Pesukim? So this is a question. So there were some Rishonim who maintain that since you're not saying the Pesukim in the Torah is learning, you're saying that the Torah is davening, so that's not called Limud HaTorah. That's called davening. Davening l'chud and learning l'chud. You're supposed to learn when you learn, you're davening, you're davening. The problem is some people do the opposite. Some people, they daven up the learning, they daven up the, you know, the Gemara so fast, they daven up the learning. And some people, instead of davening, they're sitting with the sefer open in the middle of the Chazas HaShas, that are learning instead of davening. So whatever it is. So he's supposed to learn l'chud and daven l'chud. So that's what some say. Some Rishonim say that the Pesukim that you're saying as Yosha, the Pesukim you're saying Hodu, the Pesukim of Ashrei, the Pesukim of Haluka, that doesn't matter. That you could say before Birchas HaTorah, that's not a problem. Others say no. Others say there's a problem. You're not allowed to. So the Ramah quotes these two opinions when it comes to Slichos, that there were two different minhagim that existed in Europe about when to say Birchas HaTorah in terms of the order of things with Slichos. The person comes to Slichos an hour before morning, so he's starting to Slichos. So should the first words out of his mouth be Birchas HaTorah? Or should he just start with Ashrei? Should he start with Slichos? So the Ramah quotes that there are some who insisted that you have to say Birchas HaTorah first. Because otherwise, how can you say Slichos? Half of Slichos is Pesukim. So what right is do you have to say Pesukim from Tanakh? You say Vayav Hashem Alpana V'Yikra Hashem Hashem. How can you say, if you give a Midas, how can you say Pesukim of Tanakh without saying Birchas HaTorah? And other Rishonim say it's not a problem. That this is not learning. This is davening. So it's not a problem. So if I'm not mistaken, I think by the Yekas they say Birchas HaTorah afterwards. But they say Slichos, I remember, when I was in France, they say Slichos first. So that wasn't my minig. Whenever I would come to shul, the first thing I do is say Birchas HaTorah. What do you have to get involved in a shaila for? What do you have to say Pesukim as the machloek is for? You can say Birchas HaTorah first. So again, the person who wants to be yotzei with avarava, it's not terrible. It's not the end of the world to be yotzei with avarava, but he should just be aware of the fact that that he may be losing out a few things. According to all the Rishonim, why do we make a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah? We made a bracha on HaTorah in the morning, so what's Pshat in the second bracha that we make by Kriyas HaTorah? So most of the Rishonim assume that the bracha on Kriyas HaTorah is only with the Rabbanim Rishim Kavod HaTorah. It's a special Takanas HaChamim. It's not the real din of Birchas HaTorah. It's a new mitzvah that the Torah is being read by Rabbim warrants another bracha. There is the Yushalmi that disagrees. The Yushalmi says that Birchas HaTorah is deraisa only if it's bitzibor, where Birchas HaTorah biyochid is only midrabbanan. So according to the Yushalmi, when I get up and I'm learning daf yomi before davening by myself, so that's the Birchas HaTorah derabbanan. When we come to shul and we read from the Parshas Nasa together, that's the Birchas HaTorah deraisa. That's the Yushalmi's version of what we're doing. But most of the Rishonim assume that the Birchas HaTorah either is deraisa derabbanan. So if it's deraisa we yotzei ready, if it's derabbanan we yotzei ready, and the new bracha that you're making in shul is only a special takanas chachamim. That's the machlekes apotkim. Do we have a right to stop, take out a sefer Torah in the middle of nowhere and start laning, or do we have to make a new bracha when we do that? So most of the Rishonim say that's okay. You can take out a sefer Torah. You can have 100 people together on a Tuesday afternoon, take out a sefer Torah and start reading away. Nothing wrong with that, because there's no takana to lane on Tuesday afternoon. So there's no takana, so there's no bracha. So you don't have to make a bracha. But according to the Rishonim, the making of the bracha, the Shas Kriyas HaTorah, is a real din midaraisa. It's brich HaTorah berabim. So then, you can't just come take out a sefer Torah without a bracha. You would have to make a bracha. Yeah, you make a bracha. It's Tuesday afternoon. What are you going to make a bracha for? It's not the thing. So that's why there was some poskim who were of the opinion that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't just come take out a sefer Torah and lay in the middle of nowhere. That's what there was some more. There was a minig in many communities in Europe, the Shabura quotes, that they used to lay in the first 12 days of Nisan. They would lay in the Pashas on a sea. And each day they would take out a sefer Torah. Each day they would lay in the different nasi. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this minig. It still exists in some places. Anyone seen this minig? It's not such a common minig anymore. But there used to be some places that still had this minig. It was apparently fairly common in Europe. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it as a standard minig in Europe, that at least when he came from in Europe, that they would take out a sefer Torah each day after davening, each day of the first 12 days of Nisan. I remember when I was a kid, so when I started high school, so for some reason that was the minig in the high school that I went. I don't know where they got it from, I don't know. That was the minig of the high school, so I came to yeshiva. So they were laying in the beginning of Nisan, each day they would take out a sefer Torah. So as a kid, I was very easily influenced. So everything I was learning in school, I assumed that was Torah's Marish, and everything I had seen is that when I was younger was all on Ratzos. So I had that attitude, like a lot of people, a lot of teenagers have that approach. So I was convinced that, well, the way they're doing it in my high school, that's halacha mashtina. You have to lay in the first 12 days of Nisan. Anyone for those last 13 years, I never saw it. They were all on the rasa. They didn't know what they were doing. So I remember we had a team minyan. When I grew up in Riverdale, that was the gab of the team minyan. So I instituted in the team minyan, that's the new minyan, that we lay in the first 12 days of Nisan. I figured we're doing the right thing. Then I got a few years older, I realized, what is ridiculous, there's nobody in the world lays this anymore. This is an old minyan. Okay, some people still have it, but it's not a standard minyan. And for kids, there were some folks who were opposed to the minyan, because they said that, according to the Rishon, it's a bittul of Birchas HaDeh Berabim. So it usually happens this way. When you're younger, so you think everything you were doing for the last 20 years is wrong. Then when you get a little bit older than that, you realize everything you were doing when you were younger probably was right. And there are different shittas, different opinions. So you shouldn't altita shteres yimecha so fast. Anyway, getting back to this story. So we have a lot of different options available for this poor person on Shavuos morning. All he wants to do is say Birchas HaTorah the right way, and it's not in Torah saying. That's all the guy wants. So we throw so many shadows at him. We're not sure whether he's mechuyif to say Birchas HaTorah. We're not sure whether it's a deraita, the rabban, who's going to be meitiyim with avarab, without avarab. At the end of the day, so the best option is that the person should get somebody to be meitiyim. That's for sure the best. But most shuls do. You get a male who's over the age of a mitzvah, l'chol adayas, he should say Birchas HaTorah, be meitiyim everybody. That's the absolute best way to do it. If that option is not available, so I think the next best thing to do is just to have in mind Avarabba, and you're saying Pesukah before, Mishkefelech, you learn one day in the Ramah, you learn the Yekes and Zlichas, and you just be Yotzi with Avarabba, and if you're Yotzi with Avarabba, you should just have in mind to be Yotzi when you're saying the Bracha of Avarabba, and afterwards you should just say the Pesukah as well. You mean otherwise he should have said Birchas HaTorah 3 hours ago? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he's the guy who volunteers to wake up for the Vasikin. There's one just Nakuda, just a little different chizuk that we find concerning Birchas HaTorah that I think is a really critical message, not just for Shavuos, but for all year long. So we have a very, very strange thing about the bracha Birchas HaTorah. We have a lot of different parts of the bracha. There's a Shek Kibishanu, there's a Shabbach Habano, but then in the middle we have the Sahar of Narshem Lokin as Divis Rasha Bafino. So it's a very strange thing. We don't find this by other mitzvahs. I mean, imagine a guy's about to sit in the sukkah, so he makes Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me enjoy the sukkah. I really want to have a good time in the sukkah. You want to have a good time? Have a good time. You're supposed to do mitzvahs to simcha. You're always supposed to do Avodas Hashem to simcha. But we don't incorporate Avodas Hashem to simcha into the nitzvah bracha. You sing, you can dance about later. If you're chassidish, if you're not chassidish, don't sing and dance about it. But to be part of the bracha, somebody to sing. Very, very strange. And then we have something else that's strange, that in the continuation of that bracha is that we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu that not only should we be successful in our Talmud Torah, we should be able to be marbitz Torah, to spread Torah to our children, to our grandchildren, to the next generation. We should be able to preserve the Messiah and transmit the Messiah to the next generation. That's a beautiful idea. What does that have to do with the beginning? The Harav Hashem Lakenu is one tefillah. We should enjoy learning. And the second part is we should transmit the Torah. Those are two different fields. They should be separated. They're one run long, running on sentence. What's pshat? So the Chorah with the pshat, the Bira Dover is as follows. That the Egle Tal, in his Akadamah, the Sefer Egle Tal, points out that there's a big misconception about Talmud Torah. That people think that they shouldn't really enjoy their learning, because the less they enjoy, the bigger mitzvah it is, because the more it's lishma, the more they're being meis and nefesh to learn. So the Egle Tal says that's absurd. The exact opposite is true. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to enjoy the learning. HaKadosh Baruch wants you to enjoy it. Forget, the more bishmach you get out of the shiur, the greater level of kiyum of Talmud Torah that is. So l'chore, that dimension of Talmud Torah, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't just want us to learn Torah dry, just to blog. Another shiur. He wants everything to be alive and exciting and geshmak, and the more geshmak, the greater level of mitzvah of Talmud Torah that is. So now we understand why we incorporate that into Bahar Evna. That Bahar Evna is that this is not something which is tangential. This is the mitzvah. This is an integral part of the mitzvah. Bahar Evna. We ask Yidur Barashom to assist us in being yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'shlei Musa. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah b'shlei Musa is Bahar Evna. And now we point out that Bahar Evna is also critical, is the prerequisite for the second half of the Rambam. Quote the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as two parts to it. The Rambam says mitzvah of Talmud Torah is mitzvah lumo ulamein. The Rambam says it's two parts of the same coin. There's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah called learning Torah for yourself and teaching Torah for others. It's all part of the same package deal. So we come to the end of the bracha and we say, Ribbono Shelom, we want to be matzliach in this mitzvah of Talmud Torah legamri. We want to learn for ourselves, we want to transmit to others. So we make a statement to Ribbono Shelom, we realize that there's only one way for us to transmit the Torah to somebody else, and that's the mitzvah simcha. If our children are smarter than we think they are, if they see that we're miserable and not learning, they're not going to come on board. They're only going to follow in our footsteps. We'll only be successful to be mosa Torah if you enjoy it. Any parent knows that, and any Rebbe knows that. But if the Rebbe doesn't like what he's teaching, if like the Habdul, the professor doesn't like what he's, if the professor's bored, so you can guarantee you that the students are going to be bored also. So if the Rebbe's not excited, then no one's going to be excited. That's when we come to the Rebbe Shalom and say, Rebbe Shalom, we're embarking upon the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of teaching Torah. So we introduce that mitzvah of Harav Nashim Lakenu, that we have to enjoy it first, and only if we enjoy it, then we have a fighting chance to b'nei anachna v'tzetze ein esam chameis yisroch v'edeshmecha. So these are not just external tefillahs, these are an integral part of the bracha, because this is defined the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Lumot Torah, Lamed Torah, is to do it with simcha rabba for ourselves and be able to transmit that simcha to the next generation. Next week I won't be here. Hopefully the following week will continue. This Sunday, hopefully I'll be here. Hopefully this Sunday. I'm going to have to just find out about, keep in touch with the times, because of the bris.